So far, we've discussed, blowing away the common belief that you can't get rich working for someone else. We kind of blew that out of the water. Even discussed that just an average portfolio can create millions of dollars over the course of your life. We've also just completely destroyed the limiting belief that you have to be a money person or a math genius in order to create a lot of wealth in your lifetime. And on the last video, we talked about how the stock market relates to gambling, and that stock markets aren't the same as gambling. So we kind of blew away the myth that it is basically the same as gambling to put your money in the stock market. So this has been really fun for me. Today we're going to talk about the final myth, which has to do with financial freedom and your control over that. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about just the difference between a goal and a wish, because I think it relates a lot to what we're about to talk about. So I want to start by sharing a quote with you. This quote, I'm not going to attribute it to any one person because there's been a ton of people that have said different variations of it, but it basically says, "A goal without action is nothing but a wish." So think about that for a second. How many times have you said things like, "I wish I could just do this," or "if I could only do that," or "I really need to start doing XYZ," stuff like that. These are wishes. There's no reason you can't achieve those goals, but without some sort of action for you to get to those goals, then they're only wishes. They're only just things that you say, things that you wish are happening. As strong as an emotion that desire is, all the wishing and the want and desire in the world, it's not going to get you any further than you are right now, especially with your personal finances. So, whatever result you're hoping for, whatever goals and wishes you have, financially and otherwise, whatever that picture is that you have painted for yourself in the near future or the far future, you have to take action in order to make that happen. Nobody else is going to do that for you. So that's a perfect segue into this myth, which is myth number four, the myth that someone else will handle, your financial future for you. Someone else will handle your financial future for you. And a lot of people think this, but it's just not the case. There's a phrase that's becoming more and more popular in the personal finance space, which is, "Work is the new retirement." And what does that mean? Well, it sounds awful to me. There's been a study done. It was by Bankrate.com last year, and they basically found through all their users that 75%, actually it was 74% of people in their 40s and 50s, and even into their 60s, plan on working during their retirement years because they don't have enough money, or they feel like they won't have enough money in order to live the lifestyle that they want to live. Now, do you want that to be you? I know I certainly don't want that to be me. Sure as hell not going to be me. So let's explore this for a minute. I want you to take just a second to think about something for me. So think about how many people you know right now in your life. You know these people directly who are in their 50s, their 60s, even their 70s, who are still working every single day. They still get up, they still go to work, and they're probably not in a very good mood about having to do that. These people probably have decent lifestyles, they have nice things, they have good jobs, but the same issue plagues all of them. They can't retire, they're stuck because they don't have enough money. They still have mortgages over their heads, they still have cars to pay off, they still have all kinds of other financial liabilities that are preventing them from calling it quits, preventing them from retiring. Different circumstances happen to these people, they may be in those situations for different reasons, but what got them there is the same for everyone. It's their thought process. And what was that thought process that throughout their lives caused them to arrive in that situation? It's a dangerous one, and I don't want that to happen to you. What happens is they didn't take control. They thought someone else was going to handle it all for them, and one day they would wake up and everything would be fine. But what ends up happening is they woke up and they thought, "I want to retire, but I can't. I don't have enough money to do it." And that's the same process a lot of people have right now. A lot of people that are in their 20s and 30s and even 40s, they're waiting for all this stuff to happen. And it might even be you. They're saying things like, "Well, Social Security is going to take care of it for me," or, "My company has a really good pension. By the way, 50% of these are now gone. Don't trust money that is not directly in your name ever. They say things like, I've got an inheritance coming, or my family's going to support me, or something will come up, or I'll figure it out later. They're just waiting and waiting and pushing it off, and they're not taking control. So all of these phrases have one thing in common. They represent a complete and utter lack of control. And that's a very dangerous situation when it comes to money. Things like Social Security, that's due to run out in 20 years or less, or change dramatically. We have no idea what's going to happen to it, and that's not in your name. Pensions, which also aren't in your name, are already being slashed, if not completely eradicated. Unions are as unstable as ever, and that delusion that I'm going to figure it out later is just absurd. Later ends up never coming, so you have to take control now. If you're not saving and investing in your own name, you don't have a plan. The bottom line is many of today's baby boomers are working well into their 60s, some even into their 70s, because they failed to take control. They failed to plan correctly and take action. They thought someone else was going to take care of them, whether it's the government or a union, a pension, an inheritance, their family, whatever. They all came to that same conclusion of, it's not a big deal right now. I'll figure it out later. And they never took control. So, but what they ended up doing is they created lifestyles that they could afford on their salaries well enough. They have nice houses, nice cars, they look, on the outside like they're living a pretty decent life, but they forgot that there's this whole saving for the future thing that I also have to figure out. And at the end of the day, once they pay all their expenses, there's nothing left. And that's no way to plan. You have to plan for that extra amount that you're going to grow and invest and save over time in order for your future to be comfortable. You have to have something to invest and to grow, and you got to plan for that. Your money's not going to take care of itself, and no one else is going to do it for you. But as we talked about in video one, you can absolutely get rich working for someone else. It's absolutely true. And in fact, you can create millions of dollars of wealth, actually. And I highly encourage you to go back and look at that video if you haven't already looked at it, or if you want to look at it again. It might mean, yeah, you might have to buy a slightly smaller house or rent a smaller apartment. It might mean you buy a slightly less expensive car, that you budget differently, that you need to prove yourself, you need to, negotiate a higher salary. Whatever those things are, it might mean that you have to change some of your behaviors. But what ends up happening is through those tiny little adjustments that you make in your life, it's the ability to create seven figures of wealth for you to retire on in your 50s, not your 60s, not your 70s, and all your other friends are going to be working. You're going to be watching that, while you're on the golf course, living the life of your dreams or whatever it is that you want to do. Most of it is going to Or most of all, it's going to amount to financial freedom for you. And that's the ultimate goal for all of us, is we want to be at a point to where we are financially free, where we don't have to worry about money, where we wake up in our late 40s and 50s and say, I'm in a good spot, I'm okay, I'm going to be able to retire. We don't want to have to be worrying when we're in our late 50s and our early 60s or even in our mid 60s if we're ever going to be able to retire. That's a horrible feeling. I don't ever want to experience that, and I don't want you to experience that either. So if you're in your 20s or your 30s, you're in an awesome position because you can make that happen right now, and you can start investing, and you can start taking that action in order for you to get to that comfortable situation. I highly urge you to do that, but just because you're a little older, maybe you're in your late 30s or 40s, doesn't mean you should not do anything. It doesn't mean it's too late. It's never too late, because the longer you wait, the less you're gonna have. So I urge you, whatever age you are, go ahead and take control, figure out something, and at least get something there for your later years, especially if you're younger. Okay, so now I want you to consider this question. When do you want to stop working? Almost every time I ask someone that question, they say, oh, well, I'd love to retire early, maybe sometime in my mid-50s. Okay, that's awesome, but that's a great goal to have, and it's achievable for even moderate income families if you plan well. But the harsh reality is, only a very small minority of people actually change their behaviors and change their spending habits to make that a reality. It's far different. We already talked about this. It's far different than to have a goal than it is a wish. If you say, I'd like to retire in my 50s, okay, what are you doing to make that happen? That's where the difference is between, you know, working into your 60s and 70s and actually being able to retire in your 50s is that action that you take. The point I'm trying to make here is that you have to make it happen. So you have to deliberately take control of your finances. You have to make sure your debt's paid. You have to make sure you don't have a mortgage over your head, car payments, or anything like that. You got to make sure you're saving enough and you're investing and that money is growing. And you have to make sure that you've got that money left over in order to be able to do that at the end of each month. You have to think about that first, not your all of your expenses first. You have to think about your investing first and then factor your expenses off of that. So wrapping up here, no one else is going to do that stuff for you, not even me. I can be your guide. I can help you out with it. You can ask me questions, and that's what I'm here for. But ultimately, it's up to you to change that behavior. You can't afford to risk your financial future on the idea that you don't have to worry about your finances. It's up to you and only you to take care of. And I know this is a little bit of tough love. You know, this maybe wasn't as fun as some of the other videos, but again, I'm not here to feed you lies and to sugarcoat things. This stuff's 100% real and it affects you on a daily basis. So I urge you to take control. No one else is going to do this stuff for you, or else you may risk working for the rest of your life.